This is URN.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse on URN. I'm your host Rebecca and you're still joined by Hermione and Ben. The next story we're going to go to is kind of a little bit more of a conversation around alcohol and a potential drink called Alcosynth, which could provide all the joys of alcohol but without any of the dangers. So scientist David Nutt said that alcohol, in his view, is more dangerous than crack. And now he is trying to invent a healthy synthetic alternative, and the race is on to get it in the market. So what Nutt has been trying to do is develop this thing called a demon drink, which is a plan that brings a safe synthetic alcohol substitute called Alcarel to the masses. And he has been kind of going through many different developments to create this Alcosynth that will provide the relaxing and socially lubricating qualities of alcohol, but without the hangovers, health issues, and the risk of getting paralytic. It sounds kind of too good to be true. And when you look at it being aligned with two alcohol industry experts, they said that it sounds like basically a bit of a joke. However, Alcarel is finding its way already into bars and shops in the US, and there was funding raised in November 2018, which allowed the professor and his business partner, David Oren, to attempt to make £20 million from investors to bring Alcarel to the market. He said the industry knows alcohol is a toxic substance. If it was discovered today, it would be illegal as a foodstuff. The safe limit of alcohol, if you apply food standards criteria, will be one glass of wine a year. As a psychiatrist, he says that most of his professional life, he has been treating people for whom alcohol is a problem, and a lot of my professional research relates to that. A decade ago, he was sacked from his position as a government drugs advisor after questioning the skewed moral standards by which we judge drug and alcohol use. He memorably said that horse riding is more dangerous than taking ecstasy. Shortly after this, he presented data showing that alcohol is more harmful to society than heroin or crack. But he does confess himself that he enjoys very small malt whiskey before bed and even co-owns a bar. But he's quite aware of the irony in this and wants to hopefully one day add Alcarel to the menu at his bar. So what we're seeing here is kind of a mix of, obviously there's a difficulty of getting this new synthetic alcohol onto market, and I think it is something that would be quite small and quite difficult to get out there. Do you think it would be popular? Do you think people would want to try it, considering how expensive it would probably end up being?
I think younger people, like people who are drinking for the first time at underage, at like 15, 16, 17, I don't think it would attract us to them because they
don't have to worry about
hangovers. Yeah, they don't. And also it's still that, like, I don't think it would be as fun almost because it's still, you still know it's not alcohol. But I think for older people, definitely. However, I do think like cost potentially might have an issue. And I think also like availability, because I feel like there's going to be a very small number, even if it comes onto market, bars and places that have it available. So is it really like an option that people can go for? Because you can't be like, oh, we have to go to this specific bar and go really out of our way to get there just because it sells this alcohol that's not going to give me a hangover. I just don't really think it's going to catch on, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, like, what they're suggesting, you know, alcohol, all the great things about alcohol, but with none of the, without any of, like, the bad things, including, like, you know, ill health. And, I mean, it sounds almost too good to be true. And it's like, however, I think at the same time, it's like, when you kind of think about the, like, possible cost of it, I mean, it's taken a long time to develop, and I don't know whether it could reasonably be at a reasonable price, you know, compared to other alcohol. Because if you look at, you know, standard alcohol, which you can get from shops, it can be pretty cheap, and some of that stuff can be, you know, pretty horrible, but it does the job. I mean, that's exactly the point. And yeah. I think, you know, if this is going to be some kind of thing that is going to help, you know, people, because I guess in some strange way it could help people because they can drink but not damage themselves. At the same time, as that seems slightly irresponsible, maybe there could be some good in it, but I don't know how practical it is.
Do we think this is going to be like the first, like this is the just the start of it really, like synthetic, like, I mean, we've got people vape now, which I suppose you could almost be like is a synthetic way of cigarettes. But then obviously that has its consequences as well. And we always hear stories now about how they're also a cancer risk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if this was to come to market, there'd definitely be things going out about it being a cancer risk and stuff just because yeah. it's synthetic. So surely that just comes with its consequences. But yeah, Ben, as you're saying, like I hadn't even thought of it in the way of like... Like, it literally is helping people to get drunk almost. Because it's... Well, he said not to get paralytic, didn't he? So I suppose it's giving you that, like, buzz without the hangover. But if that's all you're really drinking for anyway, like, I feel like you're not going to get hungover. I feel like it's a good idea, but, I mean, there is non-alcoholic beer and stuff like that that people, I know, drink, and that's really readily available. I feel like you drink knowing the consequences and like this is just facilitating it and it's just I just don't think it's going to end well.
Yeah, do you think, would you say then, especially as us being students, what would be better would be to promote kind of less of a drinking culture?
100%. Like, I think you can't get over that universities, as we were speaking about, a drug culture as well. There is a drug and drinking culture. I think this is probably aimed at people who are older than us, just because, like, money-wise, it would cost money. And also whether it's readily available. I can imagine it being something, like, that you order online.
It's a legal high. Like, that's what this sounds like. Like, it... basically could be made illegal quite quickly if it's seen to be dangerous,
especially since it doesn't have any of the consequences that would put people off alcohol. Personally, I'll be like, well, I don't want to drink tonight because I don't want to be hungover.
Yeah,
whereas if I can go out, be drunk and not be hungover, that, like, that's, I don't think that's actually really a positive.
I think it's quite difficult when looking at these synthetic things as well, because you could almost argue that they always, like I said, they are a drug. If it's changing your body chemistry, they are a drug. And could you argue, just because this has been produced by quite a rich American white,
who owns a bar,
white scientist, it's not viewed as a drug, it's viewed as an alcoholic synthesis or whatever it is, and so because of that it's not being kind of viewed as being put into a drug ring or anything like that.
And also I think as soon as young people, if it's older people using it, it isn't seen as this legal high. But as soon as you said, like, for example, students started using it, they'd be like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
we must stop this immediately.
Like if it gets into a drug dealing circle, or if it was produced in a drug dealing circle, it would be considered illegal. But here it's something that's being made in a lab, and so it's different.
I think it's kind of complicated because I know the inventor said of it, you know, if alcohol was created for the first time today, it would be made illegal because of the damaging things it does. And I think in relation to this, I think we need to some extent reassess, you know, how we perceive alcohol, because alcohol can do really bad things and a lot worse stuff than other things, which we don't realise.
This is URN.